Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Local photographer Kip Praslowitz has curated a new photography show with an opening reception this week, Thursday, July 21st, at the Red Herring Lounge. It's the street photography of D.R. Martin, taken from 1967 to 1973. It's an intriguing window into Duluth 50 years ago. We spoke with D.R. Martin about his upcoming show.
The show that's going up at the Red Herring is street photography I did in Duluth in the late 60s and early 70s.
Is this then a trajectory that you continued, or was this a project in your youth?
It had a beginning, a middle, and an end. I did it for about 5 years. I shot, about 6,000 negatives on the streets in Duluth, in the Twin Cities, and in Europe. At the end of 5 years in 72, 73, I quit doing the street photography. I've continued doing photography over the years, landscape photography, travel photography, other things, but the street photography was a five-year project for me.
Well, it's like a window into the past that we wouldn't have had you not done this.
Yeah, I'm so pleased about having this show. It's a time capsule of Duluth in a very specific period between the days when Duluth was a big industrial town. I grew up across the street from old Woodland Junior High. Fun seeing how Duluth has just become so vibrant and interesting. It's a much livelier and more colorful place than it was when I was growing up in Duluth in the 1960s. In the late 60s, Duluth was starting to be a little down on its luck, and I think the streets showed that a bit. It looked like a rust belt town at the time, and I was there to document that.
There is just something wonderfully fascinating about that time capsule and how it relates to us today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, consider the case of Vivian Meyer in Chicago. She was a street photographer in Chicago in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, but her day job was as a nanny for wealthy folks. She shot something like 100,000 negatives, and she died penniless a few years ago, and her negatives ended up in an auction of abandoned goods, and they were found by a couple of photography collector curators, and the rest, as they say, is history. And there was even a documentary about it a few years ago. And people are so enamored of seeing what real life looked like back, 50, 60 years ago. And I did something similar, but in a much smaller way, only 6,000 negatives.
Do you have a favorite, or how hard was it to pick a small selection?
It wasn't too hard, because out of my 6,000 negatives, I have about 100 really choice images that just sing. To me, they popped out of the contact sheets. I knew immediately what were the good ones. Most of the images that are in the show at Red Herring, and there are 18 shots, are pictures I've been printing for 50 years. I knew they were good then, and I know they're good now.
And tell me just a bit about how this show came to be.
It was actually an indirect result of Vivian Meyer. I have a blog. Through most of my career as a professional writer, as a journalist, copywriter, medical writer, travel writer, all kinds of writing. And in the past few years, I've been writing novels. And I have an author website, and I did a piece on Vivian Meyer in the documentary. Kip Praslowitz got in touch with me and wondered if he could see more of my stuff. We had a meeting at a coffee shop down here in Minneapolis in November. I brought 20, 30 of my prints along for him to look at, and he kind of took it from there and developed the show with the Duluth Art Institute. All my thanks are to him for this unexpected acknowledgement of my old work.
The street photography of D.R. Martin is up at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth through August 17th, with an opening reception Thursday, July 21st, from 5 to 7 p.m. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with assistance from Ian Ducharme. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org, on our homepage, and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work and events at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.